The legislature changed state law earlier this year to ease the way for a Florida-based company to mine iron ore in northern Wisconsin. Now, communities there are attempting to exert some control over the project. Supporters say the area needs jobs. Opponents fear environmental damage. As WUWM reports, Iron and Ashland counties are exploring ordinances to help protect local interests. Wisconsin's new mining rules protect the company's interest and no one else's, according to Pete Russo. He's chairman of the Ashland County Board.
I'm going to tell you right now, nobody is looking out for these counties.
Russo says his county wants to maintain its quality of life if a mine becomes a reality. So the board recently passed two ordinances. They require pollution controls and noise limits for a mining operation. They also demand the company, Gogebic Taconite, provide funding for services an influx of residents might need.
Sheriff's Department, Health and Human Services, the school district, we don't have the means or the funding to take care of an influx of people like that.
Today, Iron County could take similar action. Leslie Colasar is chairwoman of the local mining impact committee. She says the county may require the company to keep a pot of money full to cover costs local government may incur.
The administrative fee deposit of $100,000 requires that when the county has spent that money and it gets below $50,000, that the mining company add additional money.
The local measures frustrate State Senator Tom Tiffany. The Republican chairs the Senate Mining Committee and shepherded through the state legislation. Tiffany says some provisions, such as the never-ending $100,000 deposit, could turn off the company.
I think the concern is that it could become an open checkbook.
Tiffany says other aspects, such as local environmental protections, are unnecessary.
We wrote a very detailed mining law, and we put tough environmental regulations in there so that local units of government would not have to worry about that part of it.
Tiffany believes if ordinances are onerous, they could prevent a mine from being developed. Bob Seitz is spokesman for Gogebic Taconite. He does not believe new local laws will remain on the books.
While these ordinances, as they're currently proposed, wouldn't allow mining to occur, the assumption is that there'll be an agreement eventually that will supersede the ordinances.
Site says in other mine projects, counties have approved similar ordinances, yet none was implemented. Wisconsin's mining law allows communities and mining companies to reach agreements over permitted land uses and other local concerns. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.